Brian, stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
The Fantastic Strings on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Sunny. And we started this hour off with Outcaps with Gentle on My Mind. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the second hour of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Always good to be with you. And I just hit the wrong button, of course, so that means I have to reset things and vamp for time, as they say. But it's time for us to take our road trip, and this week we're going to Ohio, and some of these I've mentioned before, I know, but one of them I've been to, the last one. The first stop is the world's largest basket in Newark, and I know I've talked about this before. It's not a picnic prop gone wrong. It's a 7-story office building built to look like a giant woven basket. Originally home to the now-defunct Longaberger Basket Company, the handles alone weigh nearly 150 tons, and they're on top of the building. That's proof that in Ohio, even office space can come with a handle. Yes, yes. Rolling on, we move to Marblehead Lighthouse, but the oddity isn't the lighthouse itself. It's the fact that you can climb it and get a view of Cedar Point's roller coasters just across the bay. Few lighthouses offer thrills by sightline alone. Yes, indeed. Then there's Frogtown, USA. Now, that's a really bizarre name, isn't it? But it's in Valley City, Ohio. The small community is obsessed with frogs. That's why it's called Frogtown. So much so that it hosts a frog jump festival every year. Roadside statues and murals keep the amphibian theme alive year-round. So probably the frogs themselves. Heading further south, you can't miss the Handless Clock in Cleveland. I don't know if south was the correct word there, but anyhow, it's the Handless Clock in Cleveland. So big, this big clock face hangs proudly but has no hands. The locals joke that time doesn't matter here, which might explain the laid-back vibe in the town, right? The fifth stop is, how about a snack, huh? In Chardon, Ohio, you'll find the Geauga County Maple Museum, honoring maple syrup with displays of antique tapping tools and some sticky sweet samples. You might even leave with a gallon jug of liquid gold. It's not gold, is it? It's syrup colored. And pull off here near Columbus in Dublin, Ohio, the Field of Corn Cobs. Yes, I've been there. You can probably find a picture of me standing behind one of these on Facebook if you follow me there. 106-foot-tall concrete corn cobs standing upright in neat rows. It's both a tribute to Ohio's agricultural heritage and one of the strangest picnic backdrops you'll ever see. It's backed by Osage trees, actually, and it's also a tribute to the fact that corn once grew there in that town. Yes, Dublin, Ohio. The care for it comes from the hotel tax. So there are hotels in Dublin that pay taxes to care for the field of corn. I'm not kidding. That's very true. Look it up. That's our trip to Ohio. Here are the Holly Ridge Strings and Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing, and easy.
relaxing and easy. Lex de Azevedo there and Guilty, originally done by Barry Gibb and Barbara Streisand, I do believe. Before that, John Gregory, You Never Done It Like That. That was a Neil Sedaka song, actually. And before that, Lawrence Welk with Calcutta. Holly Ridge Strings with Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey. I always get those two confused. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio. And a tiny snail once complained, "Everyone races ahead of me." The old tortoise chuckled, "Slow's not bad, little one. It just means your dreams will come out of their shell in time." There you have it. Here's Ronnie Aldridge and How Deep Is Your Love. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Eddie Haywood in The Shadow of Your Smile on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that, we had Botticelli in Yesterday Once More. Paul Marriott with Ebony and Ivory, and Ronnie Aldridge with How Deep Is Your Love. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for more odd news stories. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, San Rafael, California. Neighborhood residents are warning locals to beware of a very mean squirrel that reportedly attacked at least two people. The bushy-tailed assailant is said to have lunged at ankles and bitten when approached. Some residents now carry walking sticks or umbrellas as deterrents. Animal control has been asked to trap and relocate the rodent, but so far the squirrel remains elusive. One victim described the squirrel as having attitude bigger than its size. I'm sure that's what they said. Neighbors have dubbed it the notorious nut bandit. Uh-huh. In London, a crab was discovered riding in the first class in a southwestern railway train, startling passengers and staff. The crustacean was found perched on a seat cushion, seemingly enjoying the ride. The train conductor carefully coaxed the crab into a plastic container and released it at the next station platform. Observers speculated that it may have climbed aboard near a coastal stop, which seems pretty obvious. The episode made social media rounds, with many joking that the crab upgraded its ticket. Yes, that's one of the top oddities there in London. And finally, if I can get this to work, a pet macaw escaped during a camping trip and adventurously made its own tour through Chicago suburbs while flying on all fours and walking. Okay. The macaw, normally kept in a cage, allegedly took to walking on branches and occasionally gliding short distances. Locals reported sightings of a colorful bird wandering lawns, rooftops, and utility lines. Bird rescue groups were alerted and tracked its progress via social media. It was finally captured, though, unharmed, and returned to the owner, who said the bird has now earned a reputation as the most traveled parrot in town. Okay, well, so be it. Here's Johnny Douglas on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And easy. Lex de Azevedo there and Half the Way. John Fox before that with the Jim Croce song I Got a Name. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with a little help from my friends. Guy Lombardo did Alley Cat. Frank Chaxfield with Torn Between Two Lovers. And Johnny Douglas with Sir Duke. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have time for one more here. It's Pat Valentino with Danny's Song.
Thank you.
reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. That's PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-20. 20 weeks since Memorial Day already. Good grief. It needs another 32 to go.